shelo shnei batim either with shesarabim. Also lo lechem mikan lechem mikan or korah mikan v'korah mikan v'nosei v'nosei v'yemtza. So Rabbi Yehuda is a mekil. Or below Rabbanan told him ein ma'arav shesarabim mikan. Rabbanan are machmirim. And here we find exactly the other way around. This is stira, right? I mean, there are mechitzas around, so the question whether os yabam mevatan mechitzah, oh yes or no. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says yes, the mevatan rabbanan say no. And in the Brisa, rabbanan say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. So a double whammy, double contradiction. Says the Gemara, no. We're going to answer these both kashas. First kasha, Rabbi Yehuda kasha rabbanan. No. Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. Hosam. There are two houses on two sides, people passing through. So there are two walls on either side. Good enough? Because two walls is enough? In this particular case, they're passing through on Pasi Biros on all sides, all four sides. They have little, you know what that means, little corners in there. They're just passing through on all sides. That's why he's more machmir. Fine. Hacha ika shem arba mechitzas. Although it's only sort of symbolic, there are four little corners in the pasi biros, but there are four walls. Hacha hasam leka shem dalad mechitzas. You have two houses on either side. There's nothing east, nothing west, just north and south. So that's it. Everyone understand? This is critical. The basics of the sugya. Fine. Rabasi ask a shaila. How do we pass it? It's very, very relevant. Also, Rabbim and Mabalim Chitzis, if we pass in that way, all of our quote Erevin are in jeopardy. Because we live in a big city, that people are flying, coming through. So every Erevin is in jeopardy if you pass in the Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we pass? So there seem to be conflicting inferences in the Rif and the Rush. They're basically identical. On the one hand, they quote our Mishnah Kitsu Rasa, Tafchav Beis. You quote our Mishnah Kitsu Rasa, the general rule, Yochad V'Rabim, Halacha Ke Rabim. That's one approach. On the other hand, they quote the Gemara that's on that vav, which is cited over here again. Yushalayim el molad al sasan nos balayla chayav nalem mishim mishus harabim, implying that if you don't close the door tonight, you don't have time to go into the sugya of nilas lusus in its most practical sense. Sorry, but if you don't close the doors at night, it's going to be mishus harabim. Why? Because osi rabim umavatli mechitzda. This implies they pass the Rabbi Yehuda. So this led to much controversy how they paskin, the Rif and the Rush, and it's most famously known as the machlokas between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishnas Yaakov contemporaries. And the Rav would talk about this fondly. You know, in Lithuania, people were very attuned to scholarly debate. Today, people are more concerned about football. But in those days, they were more concerned to scholarly debate. And the Rav told the story that when these remarkable tshuvas, each tshuva is so long, you spend a long time in these tshuvas, back and forth to the Mishnas Yaakov, who lived in Karlin, and the Beis Ephraim lived in Brod, who was a balabas, but it was called a tarakula, back and forth, and there are three or four tshuvas, and the Rav said that when the fourth, final tshuva of Beis Ephraim came to Karlin, and the people looked at the tshuva and said, "Nah, this doesn't, it's not up to snuff," and they express themselves, the Galiciana hot faloirin. You know, the little elitism in Lithuania. He was a great Talmud Chacham. Everyone knew he was called. He lost the debate. Ironically, who was the one who came full force behind the Beis Ephraim against Mishnas Yaakov? The Chazanish. So we don't discuss things from where people, parts of Europe, people came from. It's a debate. I can't go into all the back and forth forever. But the kids and nimrods, how does each one knock out the other one's right? So the Beis Ephraim starts. Look, let's start the Mishnas Yaakov. Mishnas Yaakov says he quotes the sugya of Yerushalayim. By definition, you have to also rabbi about the mechitzas like Rabbi Yehuda before Shigamara. I quoted the Mishnah Kitzurasa. Yeah, they relied upon the fact that they quoted in Avov the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Yerushalayim. That's straightforward. Okay. What the Beis Ephraim said? No! You quote a Mishnah Kitzurasa, means it passed like the Rabbonim. Aye, they quoted the idea of Yerushalayim. Yeah. They wanted to teach you that there is a concept known as Os Yerabim about the Mechitza. When? Not in Yerushalayim. No, Yerushalayim HaShem Da'al Mechitzas. When? when there's shtei mechitzas. But they had a quote that machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan to teach you that at least in some cases there is going to be a situation of osir rabim. And since our cities, according to the Beis Ephraim, is shamed al mechitzas, so therefore the bottom line psak is lo osir rabim u'mavat le mechitzas. Fine. A double machlokes between this is the machlokes between Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan is Yaakov. Fine. This is just all basics. But now was another machlokas, which I can't go into in detail now, between the two gedolim, which links to this issue. We all know, you learn in the first parak, if a piritzu yisera miyud, asas. What level is this issue? Is it a daraisa, or is it a derabonim? Once again, the Mishkan Siaka was a machmir, the daraisa, and the Beis Ephraim says, it's only derabonim, and once again, the Chazon Ish says, dvareinu kedivrei maraz magolius, it's only derabonim. And there are fights back and forth. Later, what seems to have been revealed, it's an old machlokas. They didn't have, they were just fighting out based on shas, back and forth, shas. But they found later, it's a machlokas of Rishonim. So it would appear, and we use the word appear. The Tosfos of Rosh, on that Yizayin team, say clearly, that's the Rabbanon. I have to tell you this as an aside, there was a sefer called the Kiryat Ariel on Tchumim, written by a Talmud of Rav Shmuel Orbach. And he tried to claim that the Rosh never really meant it. He only said it according to a certain man. They went back and forth, and Reb Shmuel Orbach gave him back very strong. No, you're wrong. This is Askama, you're wrong. You're wrong that the Rosh holds us the Rabbanon. Okay, so that sounds like it's good news. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Chananel, at the end of the Daf Kuf, seems to say with Klor that it's a Din D'oraisa, which seems to be not such good news. Okay, so it's for those who want to have the coolest of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish seems to hold that this is an important cooler to be betaken. Minhag and Shal Yisrael. We'll come to a little later, as time allows, why it's so critical. We'll get to it. There is a great man who was once read the Shabbos in my house. Actually, I have a sefer with his autographed copy. It's called the Shlom Yehuda. Who ever heard of the Shlom Yehuda in this room? You heard of it. Only one person had heard of it. Who wrote it?
Talmud of Mishkanot.
Correct. Rabbi Lezer Plachinsky, aside from the Talmud of the Mishkanot and the Chazon Ish, had significant correspondence with the Chazon Ish. That's what Taskama to say. He prints a graph paper, the Chazon Ish is Ksav Yad writing to him. The Chazon Ish writes like this to him. This is what he writes. I wrote a lot about Erevin. People didn't understand the Talmud, no one ever looked at it. Everything I wrote was worth it, so someone like you should come read it and agree and disagree with what I said. That's a pretty big Taskama, if you ask me. I wish if I had a Taskama like that, I wouldn't have any other Taskamas necessary. He, for those who don't know, is a son-in-law of Arya Levine, hence a brother-in-law of Yashiv, and was appointed to be, he told me this when he's in my house, was appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich, and it's shver to him, don't take the job, and Rav Shach came instead. These are facts, these are well-known facts. He's also an enigle of the Aldo Slobodka, he's a great man.
I just have showed him page, the Eshiv Necholim, right after the first book, you have the whole exchange of letters
between the two of them. That's correct. It's amazing. He was obviously a tremendous guy. He had a compromise. It's a big fight between before the Chazon Ish came in the scene. The base of Frey Mishnas Yaakov. I told you two machlokes in whether you pass like Yehuda Rabbanon or Shiram Bamechitz or not, and whether a Pirtzu Yes and Miyud is the rice or not. Chazon Ish is Mekel on both. Mishnas Yaakov is Machmer on both. He made a pshara. He said, like this, we'll follow the psak of the Rabbanon, like the Beis Ephraim and the Chazon Ish, but I still hold, he says, like the Rach, I don't know if he had the Rach, I forgot, that the Pirtzu Yes and the Yud is the Oraisa. So it's possible to say that way. It's possible. That's the third possible sheet, possible chance to get to it a little greater than that. Fine. Chazon Ish feels forced to paskin that Pirtzu Yes and Miyud is the Rabbanon. Why? Because he thinks that if Pirtzu Yes and Miyud is the Oraisa, you lose the shame Dal Mechitzis. Pasi Biros is a unique exception. But if you have an Omen Meruba and a Pirtzu Yes and Miyud Doraisa, you lose the shame Dal Mechitzis. And it's not shame Dal Mechitzis. Even according to the Rabbanon, the other Rabbi Yehuda, we say that's Rabbi Mavadli Mechitzis. So he felt compelled to take that point of view. The Shlom Yehuda says no. If you have a Pirtzu Yes and Miyud, it could be a Doraisa. That's possible. But if you string them together, literally, with the Tzuras HaPesach, that can take care of that problem. So he says, you're right. If there be no Truas of Pesach, there be no good Midaraisa. But with the Truas of Pesach, and it's all in Meruba, then we can say it's Shem Dal Mechitzis, and if we go back to the Rabbana against Rav Yehuda, Lo Asi Rabban Umavatli Mechitzta. Fine. Then it comes along the Shlom Yehuda with something interesting. I'm not going into all the Pratim, but we talk about Mechitzis. You know, everyone knows that you need three Mechitzis. Some say you need four for sure. You need three Mechitzis. You can't count three Mechitzis. Are all three Mechitzis created equal? He says, no. They're all created equal. No. This is the Shlom Yehuda speaking. There could be distinctions between Mechitzis 1 and 2 and Mechitzis number 3. Number 1, he says, what I'm saying that Pirtzah Yesi Mehuda is the Araisa is only in 2 Mechitzis. But if 2 Mechitzis don't have such a Pirtzah and the 3rd Mechitzis has, then I agree, it's only Midrabbanan. Only Midrabbanan. Where do I get it from? A Tosfos. Tosfos says, again, I can't go into Pratim now, that although Osu Rabbim Mavat Mechitzta, that's only in 2 Mechitzis. But in the 3rd Mechitza, we do not apply the principle of Osu Rabbim Mavat Mechitzta. Conclude the Shlom Yehuda, listen to this now, this is interesting. Vitam Echad Lohem. These two distinctions between Mechitzas 1 and 2, Mechitzas number 3, have really one reason. Why? In his words, it's a Bitul Tziruf HaMechitzas. It's a Lamda Shavart. There are two things that can cancel the connection between the Mechitzas. What are they? Either Pirtzah more than 10, or Rabim. Also Rabim Mavat and the Tziruf between the Mechitzas. So they have this new leniency that works for the 3rd Ruach, so it works for both of these dinim. I want the Chiddush Nifla if this is correct. We have the Rabbeinu Chananel Mefurish, who says that the din of Yetzim Yud is Doraisa. Look it up, Kuf Kuf Alav, you'll see. However, he says it according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's going contra Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya over there. So I want to say something against everyone who ever came before me, to my knowledge. They were fighting about all these things. Maybe we can say that Gufa Sobah Talia. Namely, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbeinu Chananel says, Osir Rabbeinu Mavat Lemechitza, so Pirtzah Yesim Yud is Daraisa. But if you hold like the Rabbanon, that Lo Osir Rabbeinu Mavat Lemechitza, they don't hold from Bitl Tziruf HaMechitzis, so Pirtzah Yesim Yud would be the Rabbanon. This way, the Chazanish is based on Ephraim, don't have to say, I give up, I have to bow to the Rach, Dibri Kol Dvarav, Dibri Kabbalah. Maybe we can say, even though they may have the Rosh on their side, but, you know, who wants to go against the Rach? What I'm suggesting now, this is, I think, my own Kiddush. I don't think anyone said this before. That maybe it's Hovah Tayyu. I got the idea from Rav Tachinsky. Tam Echad Lahu. He's talking about the 3rd Ruach. I want to say that the Rach, who says that Pirtzah Yesim Yud is Doraisa, he said it according to Behuda. That's a fact. But of course, what's the connection? It's unrelated. But with his word, I want to suggest that the Chazdish of Ephraim will pass like Rabbanon against Rav Yehuda. They may hold, even the Rach might agree with them, the Maisa, like Rabbanon, that Pirtzah Yesim Yud is only Midirabon. Adkan, part one of the Chabura, the basics. The basic machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Let's chaz this for a second. Second, machlokas Yehuda Rabbanon, right? A steer between both. The Gemara gets Kterutzim. Question how to Paskin. Good. And the question of Pirtzah Yesim Yud. Also a question how to Paskin. Seems to machlokas that we show, which they were unaware of. Shlom Yehuda had a compromise psak. Not like the Beis Ephraim or the Mishkanos Yaakov, right? And the Chazanish is exactly like the Beis Ephraim, completely on both Nakudas, right? Then, but he says it's going to work the Ma'aseh Shlom Yehuda because you have Tzuras of Pesach, you can combine them if you have Omen Meruba. Then we discussed briefly that the Shlom Yehuda says the 3rd Ruach is different both in terms of Osi Rabim and Yetzim Yehud. The Tam Echad Lahem, and on that basis they want to say a Chiddush Nifla. I agree, it's a Chiddush Nifla that the Rach says that Pirtzah Yesim Yud is Doraisa on that Kuf Kuf Aleph is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that this is Bittel Tzir of Mechitz, and Rabbanah might hold this to Rabbanah and even according to that. Yes?
If the Shalom Yehuda thinks that it's the same reason, so then how can he split his Pesach?
It's a good question. He paskins Lo Asir Rabbim Mavat LeMechitza, and he still paskins that Pirtzah Yesim Yud is Doraisa. The answer is, you have this very often. It is similar, same principle, but there could be a split on the
side. I understand, but then how does he infer from Tosfos?
It's an inference. I don't want to speak. I have to be quick. Look it up. You'll see. It's beferish in this. I can show you the exact page. I can even bring in my inscribed copy. I'll bring it up tomorrow, and I'll show you if I remember. Believe that. I don't think the Beis Medrash has a copy of it. It's easy for me to get it from my house to get it from the library. Unless you have these other, they printed all the letters. That are. Part two, Rabosai. Part two begins back on that Vav. Vav Amud Aleph, Rabosai. Vav Amud Aleph. Rishus HaRabim, what does Rashi say? It's the last seven lines of that Vav Amud Aleph. Mashma Rochav Sheshes Reyama. The ear Shemetsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. The Ein Ba Choma. O. Now the O is in parentheses, right? I think all the old Saviyat have O. O. Shay Roshus Sarab Mishallah Mechuvan Mishar Lashar. Shem Mefulosh Doma Ladigle Midbo. Okay. We have a din of mechuvan. Mefulish sounds just goes from one end to the other. It's not a dead end. Mechuvan means it goes straight. Mechuvan, straight, a straight line, a straight line. The idea of a straight line is a very, very, very important concept. Very important concept. As a matter of fact, if one looks in the tshuva of the Varshiva Rav was from the Gedolei Olam before World War II. He said that although there were more than Shishim Ribo in living in Warsaw at the time, they were relying upon the fact there were no straight streets. So Mamish Paskin Alocha Lamaisa based upon this Rashi. When it came to the fight about the Arab in New York, the original fight back in the 50s, so Rav Moshe writes to one of the questioners, this idea of Mechuvan, no, it's not Mechuvan. So Rav Moshe responds, I don't understand his din. So the Mefarshim, who cares? You don't understand. You don't understand. It's a din. It's a Rashi. It's a Ramban. What do you mean you don't understand? So when Air was built in Riverdale back in the mid 70s, so there's no Shishim Ribo in Riverdale. But one of the other stuff we were relying upon was there no straight streets either. Those who live there know there's no straight streets. So I remember Rabbi Parnas, so Sain Gazim came to speak to me because he was friendly with Rabbi Danziger, who lived Rivel at the time, and says to me, well, what's the basis? You make an error. What's the Gemara Lomdus? I said, well, you know, there's no Shishim. Yeah, you shouldn't rely upon that. Then there's no straight streets. Well, explain it to me. So I told my opponents the same idea. I'm not sure why I can explain it to you, but the din is the din. Whether it was, you know, my opponents, he wouldn't accept without an appropriate explanation. So we're going to try to explain a little bit, if there is an explanation, maybe it's just a alfusa without any explanation. So that's a critical point to discuss as well. One could explain, and this is how I think the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe holds in Shulchan Aruch Harav. Again, I don't have the time to go into all the protim. I don't even have I can't even make a marker here. Do you have a marker? I usually don't make draw pictures, but it may be helpful over here. Look at this. Thank you. Thank you. Look at this. Okay. So if you have, here's a wall city. And let's say the street that's going through it, the walls around all over the place, and the street that goes through, but it goes like this, doesn't go straight. Okay? So now, you can say, the lumpus is, why isn't there a shisha? There's no place in this street called Broadway, okay? There's no place in the street that doesn't have three walls. Just to make a point. You can't get out. You can always bump into walls. Wherever you go, you can bump into walls. So therefore, that's the lumdish. But on the other hand, if it goes right straight through, literally straight through, then go right through. No walls. At least only two walls on the side. No third wall. That's if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you get that clear impression. I'm going to read it to you from a later source a little later on. So there is a lumdish. Oh, but wait a minute. This lumdish only works if you pass back the Rabbanim. Follow me? Because if you hold the Choru, if you hold, everything's the Choru till the end. If you hold Lo Os Yerabim Mavad Lemechitza with the Shem Dad, and the Poskim almost all agree that Gimel and Dad are identical. When we say Shem Dal Mechitzis, it's not Daka Dal. It means Gimel, because we said before, Gimel, everyone agrees Gimel is, almost all Rishon Gimel is actually Rishon Seyachim. Worse, it's a Karmelis. But most people say it's a, so Gimel Dal are the same. So you have Shem Gimel Mechitzis. So every single point in the city, if it doesn't, it can go all the way through, but if there's no, if it's not straight, they're going to be Gimel Mechitzis every way you turn. So the Memela, there cannot be any possibility of Rishon Seyachim Daraisa unless it's Mechuvah Mishal Lashah. And this, of course, would explain the O. Let's read Rashi one more time. Let's do one more time. Masha Rirochav Sheshes Riyama V'ir Shematzuyim B'Shishim Rimo. We'll come back to that later. V'ein Bochoma. Oh! She was Shusarab Mishalom Mechuvah Mishal Lashar. She was foolish to him the Digle Midbar. Whoa! It's one or the other. What's he saying? What's he saying? Either there's no Choma. If there's no Choma, it need not be Mechuvah. It need not be Mechuvah. Why should it be Mechuvah? Where does it say Mechuvah? Salach Mosh Misina Mechuvah? No. If there is a Choma, then you run into the problem of Gimel Mechitzah, Shen Gimel Mechitzah, Lo Asri Amam Mevatli. So therefore you have to have a situation of Mechuvah and Mishchal Shastri. This is one possibility, assuming they have the Girsa O, which is what, again, all the original Kitzviyat have the word O in the Rashba. Alright? So far, so good. However, the Rashba, it's on the Marmah Kops, says no.
Why,
yeah.
Why shouldn't you need both? Why does Abel Choma guarantee you that you're not going to have Bing in the wall?
Good question. It's important to understand that in the cities of old times, the general assumption was that there were more openings than there were buildings.
So Al Karkot with the Sarabin would have surrounding.
That's the assumption that we're making. Again, I'm not into the architecture of antiquity, but that's what it would appear. Now, over here in the Rashba, on Av Chav Beis Amin Aleph, talks about this issue. Says over here, the Kalanik Rabbi Yochanan, okay, it talks about Pesachah Mechuvonim Zek and Egezet. Why? Shedome Ledigle Midbar. Oh. The cave of the Bakil Guram Masi Bekiya Sarabim Vadas Kocha Mechitza Mirushu Sarabim Kamos Shahoysa in the Midbar. So what Rishu Rashi was saying is, don't give me a lumpus. No lumpus. It has to do with what happened in the Midbar. In the Midbar, you know, you probably read a little bit about how Diglei Midbar were. It was Mechuvah, you know, it was city planning. I mean, it was pretty temporary. Wherever they went, they had the Beretz for the Golem, and it went straight through. So there's a custom. If that's the case, who cares if it's a Chom or no Chom? It should be totally irrelevant. You have to have Mechuvah straight, Mishal Ashar, Dumin the Diglei Midbar. Pipshuto, it's a Machlokas, is it a Lum de Shavart, which is presumably based upon Pasnag Rabbon against Rabbi Yehuda, that the Wasi Rabbim Mavat the Mechitz, the Shem Gimel Nadal Mechitzis? Or no? It applies in all circumstances. Ibshuta. Okay. Adkan. Now we have a Tosis. Chav Beis Amar Aleph. This is one of the most enigmatic Tosis in the whole Masech. The Gemara said, Yerushalayim, where the doors are not going to be closed, Chayav Alem Mishim Meshus Rabbim. Okay. V'im tomar, chayav, v'im tomar, keima de maskinon de Rabbi Yochanan sovolei k'Rabbi Yehuda, amai chayav no lemeshim meshus harabim, ho isle shnei mechitzes d'oraisa. What does that mean? Tosis is assuming that Yerushalayim, and again I'm, they assume that the foolish means in one direction. So you have the city, right? Yes. And they're going through just like this. But on the other side is completely surrounded with a wall. So shtei mechitzes d'oraisa. What's the problem? If you hold like a Yehuda, now Tosis is assuming, if you hold like a Yehuda, otzi abba mevat lemechitzta, he also holds like a Yehuda, that shtei mechitzes is d'oraisa. Answers Tosis, you're right. Yesh loma, the Yerushalayim hoisim mefuleshes mi arba tzodim v'chayav ala meshus harabim Look at this. No, it's broken in
two places. You know where you're chayav? Right here. Only there. There are no mechitzas.
No mechitzas. What happened to all these mechitzas?
They don't count for whatever reason. I have to talk to a little bit why. No mechitzas. Zero.
Follow me? This is what Tosu says. Is it archaeologically correct? You don't have to go do archaeology. I was looking at some of the maps. They say it's not true. It didn't go through where the Harabias was. But that's just a side point. But that's what Tosu claims. It went all the way through on all four sides. Atkan Tosfos. Now, the Malamor is something along the lines of Tosfos, and the Ramban, you all have the Ramban, so I'm sure you've probably seen the Ramban by now. I think it was on Rabbi Rosenthal's Maramakomas too, the Melchamas Hashem. A little bit different print than I'm used to, but okay. Vavam and Aleph. The very end. In my edition, it's the last four lines. Everyone has different editions, and in the Oz V'Hadar, it's maybe a different page. But it's Vav Amud Aleph in traditional pages. I'm not sure where it is in Oz V'Hadar. I'm not sure where on the page it is. Avol Torah Zeh Shel Balamor Lama. After arguing with him on details, the whole thing is crazy, he says. V'chi kol dvarav shel Rabbi Yehuda tluyinein zeh b'zeh. The question doesn't begin. Tosfos is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Osi Rabbim Mevat Nemechitza, holds Shtei Mechitzas D'Oraisa, and Rabbi Yochanan, who passed Rabbi Yehuda in his first din, is compelled to pass like him in the second din as well. And they get stuck with this kasha. They give this teretz. Mapitom? He can hold differently. Rabbi Yochanan Savalak Rabbi Yehuda does Rabbim Mevat Nemechitza, Avo B'Shtei Mechitzas Kirabon Savala. Therefore, Yerushalayim would be Rishus HaRabin, because Shoreh Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. V'havalu, there's some typos over here. Whatever it is, Os Yom Mevat Mechitza. Fine, Adka. But the Pella is Taka Pella. It's Taka Pella. Why do, not just one Rishon. Both the Balamor and Tosfos both say, the Rabbi Yochanan and Pasna Rabbi Yehuda, Os Yom Mevat Mechitza, he is going to be forced to say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shtei Mechitzas is the Oraisa. And they get stuck with discussion, they give the terrors about the, what we'll call the epicenter, right? Smack in the middle, where the Rishus HaRabim, only there. But why? Chichol Dvarav Tluyim Zeh B'Zeh? I mean, this is a powerful kasha. This is not just a small detail. Huh? Is there Ramban's kasha? So I wanted to suggest, again, a chiddush, that the din of Mechuvon was something which everyone assumed. They had a Mesorah, there's a din of Mechuvan. Everybody agrees with Mechuvan. Mechuvan exists. Has to exist, it exists, it exists. Okay, it exists. So you could say, like the Rashba, of course it exists. Kabbalah, like the Glei Midbar. So they had no questions asked. But perhaps they didn't have the Yalfusa from the Glei Midbar. They don't derive everything from the Glei Midbar. Shishimi was the whole argument, etc., etc. So they were stuck. So why should you need Mechuvan? We gave a whole lamish from the Alter Rebbe. That what? The reason you need Mechuvan is otherwise you have Gimel Mechitzas. And by Gimel Mechitzas, lo as Yabim Mevatli, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, even if there are Gimel Mechitzas, as Yabim Mevatli. So then, so why do you need Mechuvan? Back to Rabbi Parnas' question. So perhaps this led the Balamor and Tosfos to this amazing conclusion that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Osi Rabbim Mevat Mechitza, and he holds from Mechuvan that everyone holds from, and there's no Digle Midbar Yafusa. He must say Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. The what? Shtei Mechitzas is Doraisa. So Shtei Mechitzas is Doraisa. The only way it could possibly B is in a situation of Mechuvan. I'm just giving a possibility to answer this question. It's not as smooth as I'm making it out to be, but at least a possibility. After Yerushalayim is Mefulash on all four sides, because Mefulash only on two sides where we thought, so you have Shtei Mechitzas. You have to say it that way. Epicenter, there's no Mechitzas, zero Mechitzas. This is my interpretation of Shitas HaTosfos and Baal HaMor. I think it's, as I say, I don't have a better teretz, so I think that's a possibility to explain those, that sheet. That being the case, though, there's an amazing conclusion. Amazing conclusion. If according to Tosfos and Baal HaMor, these two machloks in the Hava Atalia, right? How do we pass? You have to pass like the Rabbanan. You must. No one passed in Shtei Mechitzos Zoraisa. Okay? So you see this, these Lamda Shashailas can lead to interesting conclusions. As a matter of fact, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Did I bring the Shulchan Aruch in? That's what I did. Sorry. Thank you very much. Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin. Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin. Whoever has a chance to look should look inside. What's the Shusar Rabin? Rechavos u'shvakim rechavim tezayin amma ve'ena makorim ve'en lam choma ve'afil yesh lam choma im heim ufulashim yishar l'shar. Shusar Rabin. Notice he paskins like Rashi with the O. The O is in him. The O of Rashi is in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's chazer again. It could be no choma, or if it has a choma, it's befulash mishal l'shar. Follow me? It sounds like it's not an absolute yafusa. Absolute yafusa has to be mishal straight through. So then, what's the difference if it's choma no choma? We'll see. This is what the Mechaber paskins in Shin Mem Hey. Siv Zayin. So therefore, it comes out, we pass them like the Rabbanan. But we don't pass, not like the Rashba, like you always, it's Mefulish Mechuvan as a requirement from Digley Mir. So it comes out, as we said according to all alumnus, like the Rabbanan. As a matter of fact, the Bir Halacha says so. Yeah. The Bir Halacha, not here in Simon Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin, but rather later on in Simon Shin Samach Dalet Siv Beis. There's a question, that's a question over there of Dulosus, which we cannot get into right now. There's a lengthy piece in Bialocha, Gewalt. Our Erevin should all be no good. Should all be no good. What's going on? The Lord Shishim Riba, Shvach. Yeah. So he says, I think we hold up the Rambam. Lo os yirabim mevadim mechitzta. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what I'm just saying. We pass like the Rabbonim. The Lo Osir Rabbim Mevadim Mechitzta. So the Bialocha is saying so. The same exact thing. That's the lumbus of all Arabin. Even without the Shishim Ribo, you're passing like the Rabbonim. Now, you pass like the Rabbonim, but it also comes out is there's no Rishus Rabbim, the Rice, because Lo Osir Rabbim. We need shame, Gimel Mechitzas. Yeah, Shem Gimel Mechitzas, because the streets aren't straight. If the streets are completely straight, right, then you might have a situation where there are only two Mechitzas, not three. And this is what I'm suggesting, Pshat, in the Mechaber, along the lines of what it says over here. At Kan Rabosai, now came along the Rav who revolutionized Hilchos Erev and many other halachos, the Chazanish. And he wanted to say, it was part of his tshuva later to Paris. He gave a heter in 1939, I think it was, to make an Erev in Paris. To wrote that to Chaim Moser, who asked him to write about it. Never came to fruition, the Nazis destroyed everything. But in that, he has a diagram.
I'll try to recreate it as best as I can. Here's a wall. He has four boxes, that's what I remember. Four boxes. He gave streets names. This is what he said called Aleph, this is Gimel, and this is Beis. That's my recollection. Says the Chazanish, Rechol Beis is the Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the three walls of Omer Meruba, all the big cities now in Europe that was built up, right? So it's Omer Meruba. So therefore, this whole area is the Mishusayah. Three walls. It's one wall over here, solid wall. And these walls, just a little imagination, Omer Meruba. So you have three walls? Good. No problem. This to be his first assumption, which the Chorah sounds great. What's his second assumption? Which is a big chiddush. His second assumption is not only is this the Rosh Hashanah Yom Beis, but Aleph and Gimel are also Rosh Hashanah Yom. Why are Aleph and Gimel Rosh Hashanah Yom? Okay, Aleph Melech. You have wall, full wall, Why is Gimel? The answer is, well, since this wall helps for Chov Beis, it can help for Chov Gimel too.
Be the Mahani Le Beis, Mahani Le Gimel. That's what he says. That second assumption of Chazanish is not at all obvious. Rav Shech the Shalita says it's against the Gemara. So we said, Adav Tes Amud Beis, not going into again to any pratim in any detail whatsoever, just the Kitz and Nimritz. The Gemara discussed over here a situation of Nirim Ibifnim, Rishavim Ibachutz, back and forth. And the Gemara discusses the question, Nido Mishim Lechi. So Shecht asks, what do you need Lechi for? Just say, Mida Mahani Lezeh, Chotze Gdol Ektana, if it works for one, it works for the other. The Gemara just seems to not accept the assumption that if it works for one, it works for the other. Because Chotze Gdol, right? Look over there, at the bottom of Testament base. Where can it be? Is it Mahani Lezeh? Mahani Lezeh? So the Chazanish answers the question. That only works by a real mechitz on the Ruva. Here it's only Medin Lechi, then you don't say. Okay, so you can all get back and forth. Again, I'm just if you look it up in Pikvei Atzon, Rav Shechter's question, the Chazanish, I think, answers the question himself. This is a Din Lechi, you don't say Mahani Lezeh, Mahani Lezeh. Fine. But other than that, Rabosai, it seems to me that this is a machlokes lemashicha for most of our cities. Because in our cities, in New York, every street is beis. Right? You take any street in New York and go try to get out. Can't get out. Right? He's assuming that there's only one street has a dead end. Every other street you can get out. In New York, you can't get any street. So once you assume the Chazanish's basic premise, then we're home free. Don't need a second chiddush. Oh, it's a little comic relief, Rabbi Chalap. It's okay. Rabban Kotler, Zatzal, in Mishnah's Rabban, argues with the first point of the Chazanish. He thinks the whole thing is wrong. He thinks Beis is a Rishus Harab. He has an interesting question. Did you mean to tell me the Chazanish is right? I'll have a gate all the way over here, 100 miles down the road, and it's going to have an impact on here. That's insane. So what's the shear? That's what he writes. In Lo Hevanti.
In Lakewood.
Yeah.
He doesn't allow.
Yeah, I know. There's still no area of it in Lakewood across any streets.
Because it's just in
there. Yeah, I'll help you. Correct. There's an interesting story about Rabbi Lamb has to tell you if you want to go to ask him one day. But his meeting with Rabbi Lamb, with Rabbi Baron, was unbelievable. I just can't tell the story now. It's too fascinating. I can't tell it over in 1 minute. But you'll ask him, we'll tell you. So he was a big machmir. But his kash is no kash. I don't know what kvodo. We know the shir. You need Omid Meruba. To have a fence 100 miles down, it's irrelevant because it's all forests. He's always. Pashtus is that the Chazanish is right. I mean, what's the difference between a wall and, you know, a wall around the city and buildings? You know, in the olden days, there were small little houses with big gaps between them. But today's modern cities, it's urban crowdedness, so it's a world changed. In L.A., there was a whole tumult. L.A. is built up very big, and it was a whole tumult that maybe the Chazanish story would not apply. Yeah. Another good question. So that's an excellent question. It doesn't go into that detail. Now let's say, for example, you have this street goes like this, and this street will just, the building will cut in. So it won't be on the same line exactly. It'll be like this. I would say it's still on the roof.
That's how it's. Aaron may have assumed that if that's the case, then you may not really have only the roof out of Paris.
I don't think he said that. He said there's no shear. What's the shear?
Because Paris, meaning you don't only count the gate to the north.
Right.
100 miles, right. You also have to count in terms of defining whether it's Paris Maruba or Omin Maruba in the east and the west. Maybe 100 miles this way and 100 miles that way, there's going to be gates.
So I would say it's all irrelevant because that's not included in the. Okay. Give a look, you'll see. Okay. Adkan. So those who argue and hold like Rabaron, they say, when they had the Arab in Brooklyn, it was a tremendous fight, and there were two kuntras imprinted against each other. One's called Omani Choma by Rav Menashe Klein, was big pro Eruv, and one was called Yitzias HaShabbos. That's a very common name. It was written by Rabbi Weissman, who was very much against it. So he said, in order to defend the opinion of Rabbi Aaron, he said, you know, a wall, a chaim is a new din. I don't know why a chaim is different than just these buildings that we see over here. Why isn't this a chaim? We have to chaim around the whole city. That's what he says in order to defend that opinion. Ad kan rabosai, part two of today's chavura. I'm moving right along. Alright, can I go further? Part three, briefly, shishim ribo. Briefly. So we saw in Shulchan Aruch, he quoted the idea of shishim yesh omrim, shimem hei siv zayin, yesh omrim, that you need shishim ribo. I'm going to read the lashon of the Mechana. Yesh omrim shekol shen shishim ribo ovrim bo b'chol yom, Eino Rishus HaRab. We saw it in Rashi, on Avot. This goes back. Oh, this is an ancient Mesorah. The Aruch HaShulchan says it was a Baskel came out. That this is Kepaskin and by Chachmei Ashkenaz, even though many people didn't like it, including the Mishnah Yaakov. It's another fight they had, a third fight that they had, the Beis Yifan Mishnah Yaakov. The Yulah and Shishim Ribo or not. But again, I'm just mentioning briefly. Fine. So, comes the Mishnah Brura. Chipasti b'chol harishonim ha'odim b'shita zu v'nitzka b'divreyem t'nai zeh rak shi mitzuyen shem shishim ribo. What's that? You have to have shishim ribo over b'chol yom. Where do you find such a concept? Later postman said they did find it in term Rishonim.
It was a problem in Varsha. Varsha had 550,000 Jews.
There are millions of people in Varsha. Well, I'm coming to that in a minute. So if you're looking to save a divrei
menachem, no, what you do? There was a big mafleikis
there. There's a saving of the divrei menachem by Rav Mendel Kasher, Chelik Beis, which was presented to me by a choshev of Balabos as soon as it came out. And he writes a cover letter to dear Rabbi Willard, he enclosed his book, which has all the questions and all the answers about Eruv. Rabbi, I can top solve all your problems. He produces an actual ksaviyad from the Varsha Rav before World War II. He says he's relying on the fact that there's no straight streets. That's nothing to do with David. There was more than Shishim Ribo. As it's written,
wasn't more than Shishim Ribo. The official.
There were 3 million people in Warsaw.
It is Jews.
Jews, if we count
no,
going
no,
to.
No, the
people.
The city of Warsaw in 1939, Jews and Gentiles together, had less than 600,000 Jews people. Yeah. 550,000. You can figure it out, I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's deputize the Olam to find out what the truth is. I'm not going to go into it right now. Fine, good.
People imagine that it was such a big city. They weren't such big cities.
Okay. Good, fine.
Lodge had about 300,000.
Okay, fine. Now, it's interesting that this comes from without going to all the sources right now, you get an impression that you have to have Shishim Ribo in one place in order to apply the principle of Osirabim Umavatle Mechitzta. Where do you find it? It's a Mogad Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes later on in Shin Samach Gimel at the very end. I'm not going to go into all the Pratim right now, but the Mogad Avraham seems to have a Shaila about this very idea at the end of Sinemar Makomas. Shin Samach Gimel Mogad Avraham Sivkot Mem. Look, you'll see. That's a Shaila. Now the question, what's a Shaila? He paskins the hedjah that without Shishim Ribo we can be Mekel, which is a Pesach of the Mogad Avraham. All the Chachmei, the Poskim, Ashkenaz were Mekel, it's like a Baskol, the Aruch HaShulchan said. So what's the Suffolk over here? It seems the Suffolk over here is, do you need the Shishim Ribo to be in one place? Or do you not need them to be in one place? Now let's review. We said before Pshat and Mechavas Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin. What's the case? He says Yesh Lem Choma Mufuloshim Yishar L'Shar Rishus Rabin Yesh Omrim. In that case, you have to have Shishim Rivu Orim Bo B'Chol Yom.
They went about Malaysia. After the Six-Day War, they found you have a road there that goes from Sharjah from Yaffa Gate and goes straight to the base of Mikdash, and it has to be a certain amount of space. The word Shishim Ribu.
Okay, let's catch that. In any event, Rabbi Oster, I'm suggesting is as follows. The only time you need Shishin Riba over and above B'chol Yom is in this particular case. Why? You have a street going straight through Mefulash Mishar L'Shar. Mefulash Mishar L'Shar. That's a situation where you would require Shishin Riba in that street. And this leads to something which we'll call, I'll explain to you later, I mean Siluk Mechitzis. You view that street independently. But if the first case, where there's no choma, it's enough to have what the Mishnah Berurah correctly said, Rishonim say, Mitsuyim Mishnah Mishishim Ribo, in the entire city. Because the city is usually one big unit. It's only if this case is a unique case of I walk through it, Siluk Mechitzis. Then you have to have Shishu in the street, and we don't count what's behind the walls, because that's like that's viewed independently. That's how I want them to understand why the Mechabas is over here. Over Bo B'chol Yom, what's Bo mean? Bo means what I just said before. Befulash Mishar L'Shar. So is that one road going through, which is Rosh Hashanah? That street. That's all. We're assuming, by the way, and this is just an assumption, I want to show it to you, the whole assumption is questioned by the Mishnah Yaakov again. Mishnah Yaakov says, what are you, B'mchilas Kvodcha, he says to the Beis Ephraim. Who cares if it's a Rosh Hashanah or not a Rosh Hashanah? Even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of people there, we should still say, Osi Rabim, Umavatli Mechitzta. Who said so? I asked you to see that Hagos Oshri says so. Hagos Oshri says over here. What does he say? Halacha, he says over here. That's Halacha. He says, Osi Rabim, Umavatli Mechitzta. Right? The Afal Gab, Lohavi Ela Yud. Even though it's only 10 amas across. Even according to Rashi, they need Shishim Ribo. That's the Chiyuv for the rice. Avalinian Isser Tilgu, Lo. I feel the purpose me yud. So he's saying, Osi Rabbim and Mavadim Mechitza, the Ragosha, she writes, need not be a quote, Rabbim Shel Rashusha Rabbim. Even the Rabbim that's not Rashusha Rabbim, either because it's not wide enough or because there aren't enough people, doesn't matter. We still apply the principle of Osi Rabbim and Mavadim, and the whole Machalikas is. It's for naught. However,
Rabarin was very careful. He didn't allow Mechitza. He never wanted to allow Mechitza here.
I know all about it. So.
Yeah, because it didn't have 15 downs from one, you know, the street didn't have 15 downs. He said he measured it.
Okay.
I would deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Simon Tov Kuf Tes in the Mordechai says Faker. Tov Kuf Tes. Again, Tov Kuf Tes. We're not going to the whole thing. Umiyum Ashikosav reads that say nulus balayla, l'nil Rabbeinu Meir. Dafilu ena nulus nami. Dafilu man de matzvich nila balayla navov. Hanimid b'shusar rabim atzmo. Om mevoas amefuloshen b'shusar rabim. Aval didan the less than b'shusar rabim lo bor neila. Why we violate didan? Shishimimo. So therefore he says you need a rabim shel b'shusar rabim, and we're some assuming that that way halacha lemaisa, even though it's against the opinion in the Hagos Ashram. Fine. Rav Moshe, I told you before, didn't like this whole idea of Mechuvan, where's it coming from? He told me his own amazing Kiddush, which he writes himself, it's in the Chelek Dalet. No one said before me, you need Shishim Ribo, but they have to all be living within 12 mil, like the Machne Yisrael. And he says, Rav Moshe Tshuva, that there were Shishim Ribo in Warsaw, but it was a spread out city. They didn't live within Yud Beis Mill. In Brooklyn, where it's more compressed, and within Yud Beis Mill, you cannot make an Erev. That's the famous Shulchan Aruch question. Yeah, but the question is, forgive me, it's like a revisionist halacha. The Varsha Verov said that there were Shishim Ribo, and we rely on the fact that there weren't straight streets. And Rav Moshe says, no Chiddush. No, there weren't Shishim Ribo because they weren't within Yud Beis Mill. Okay, fine. Just mentioning what it says. Okay, Rabbi Osai, one more Mishnah Berurah, and Shin Mem Hei.
That clock is. And it's the way he teaches.
Okay, let me go as far as I can. So, it says in the Mechaber, we said, what's Mishnah Sarabim? Rechovos, Rechovin Tezayin Amma, says the Mishnah Berurah Yuzayin. Udrochim Sha'ovim Meir Leir, Have a Gamkein, Mishnah Sarabim, Shem the Shchichi Bam Rabim. Gamkein. The word is lifted from the Magen Avraham, verbatim. Gamken, which I understand to mean, the Mefarshim say, the Mechaba left it out. The Mechaba is only discussing within the city. And he left out a Sratya, which might be considered to be a Derech or Veres Me'ir Le'ir. Left it out. Nah. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Moshe says the Mechaba is talking about Chutz Le'ir. And only Chutz Le'ir, then and only then, you require Shishim Ribo in one street. Only Chutz Le'ir, not Tochayir. Very difficult. The Pashup Shat that Mechaba is talking about, Tochayir. That's a Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat. The Aruch HaShulchan, as a matter of fact, claims that if you're Chutz Le'ir, you don't even need Shishim Ribo. Shech Lashlid likes that cheat. The Ramban quotes that according to the Mahag, a possibility. Abdel Eid said it's impossible to hold that way. The Russians know Shishim Ribo in the whole world nowadays, so we don't accept Allah Halach. No Gael Lemaisa, Chutz Le'ir, and Rabbi Shech is another Churma. Every highway is considered to be a Chutz Le'ir. It may be right in the middle of the city, but since it goes from one city to the other, it's treated like a Chutz Le'ir, therefore there's no hector of Shishim Ribo in New York City, even in the highways, because it's considered to be a Derech Mechutz Le'ir. I don't know if that's really true. We have the Henry Hudson Parkway in Riverdale. I live in Riverdale. I get on one street, get off the other street. I don't go Chutz Le'ir. I'm just going from one street to the other. I'm still, whatever. That's for a much longer discussion, which I can't go into right now at any great length. Oh. Comes Rav Moshe with the Gemara. And this is a Gemara, which is a big problem. Chav Beis Amid Beis. Chav Beis Amid Beis. Chav Beis Amid Beis. Rabosai was still holding in Chodesh Tishrei. Slur of a Chodesh. Chav Beis Amid Beis talks about something very interesting. Vafilu b'malos beis mara. Everyone remember from Rosh Hashanah? They pass single file. Rashi says, and he quotes Rosh Hashanah, kivnei mara, k'malos beis mara. Fred Ben Moshe, you can have 600,000 people passing through single file. Wow! Wait, what's going on over here? That's Ben Moshe's cash. It's a good kash. It's an excellent kash. An excellent kash. So Rav Moshe says, you know what? This proves what I told you. That in the city, you don't need Shishim Ribo. What? Malo says, well, it's in the city. What kind of city is this? So the Pashup Shat is, as I said to you earlier, you need Shishim Ribo on that road. That's all. If it's an intercity highway, include the whole highway. It can be a route goes from New York to California. So you include the whole highway, Shishim Ribo. It's one long road, right? And it doesn't even have to be straight. If it's going, there's no walls. It's just through the countryside. If it's within the city, you need Shishim Ribo in the entire road, the entire street. The entire street. That's all. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, it seems to me that in our cities, they really are Shishim Ribo. Because all the terutzim we gave before, Shishim Ribo in one street, that's only if they have what we call, I'll come to it later again, Siluk Mechitzas. We have no Siluk Mechitzas in our streets. So it seems to me that our streets, in fact, to be honest, have Shishim Ribo. Again, depends what's called the city. For this, a little history in New York. When I grew up, there were no Erevin in New York. The first Erevin in New York, in New York proper, leave out Staten Island, which is, you know, and leave out Seagate. The only first was Kew Garden Hills. That was the breakthrough in Tovshin Lam and Gimel to a Peret Steinberg. And Rav Moshe writes there, it's not the same as everybody asked it here and there in Manhattan, Brooklyn. Kew Garden Hills is a small little city. It's now, question, whoa. But we all know, we all come from Queens. Queens is very big. Shishim Ribo in Queens. So you have to draw lines. So as a matter of fact, when Rav Moshe was mounted the Arab in Kew Garden Hills and they started making the Arab in Farakway, by Blumen Queens in Farakway. Then they made it in Pelham Parkway, and they made here and there, and I wanted to make an Arab in Riverdale, and Rav Moshe didn't want to accept people because they were attacking him. So I asked these two Talmidim who made an Arab in their places, Rabbi Starnberg and Schlitter, Rabbi Blumenkrenzal. I showed them the map of my town, Riverdale. The Rosh Hashiva holds it's important to make an Arab there because it's cut off. Cut off with the major Deegan Expressway, or maybe with the hills, we're up on the hill. So that's why on that basis we went ahead and we made the Arab in. I have many more stories. I just can't tell the stories. I have interesting things with Rabbi Danziger. I'll tell you the stories later. Right now, they finished the shiur in a small amount of time, allowed it to us. Okay, fine. Now we come to the last part of the Chabura. I guess we'll call it the most lavdish part of the Chabura. And I'm going to have to be most makatzer on it because I have to finish, I think, before the next class starts in 20 minutes. So let's try to as quickly as we can. So there's a lengthy Ramban Melchamas Hashem. And I can't read you the entire Ramban, but let's turn to it, see a little bit, see what it says. Okay? Let's turn to the Ramban again, in the Melchamas Hashem. The real, before I even read it inside, let's go to what the lumbus really is, Rabbi Osai. Omen Merubah Laparetz works. What's the pshat? Does Omen Merubah Laparetz works because it's enough to have a rove? Or no? Omen Merubah Laparetz is what we'll call in our language Rubu Kakulo. You have to have the entire area. Except you draw imaginary lines, as I did over here, draw imaginary lines between one and the other. Which one is it? Sounds like it's a briska chakira. As if, oh, speaking of briska chakira, the briska rav talks about it. I think that's the last maramakam, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Briska rav and b'choros. I think that may have been part of your topic last time from when I looked at the maramakam. Perhaps. I'll give you a few words, choice words from the briska rav's. It's not his words, it's Tavim's words, but it looks very accurate to me. The Briska Rav, this is this. I can't go into all of his kashas. So like this. You need a halacha called a mavoi sasum. My first day when the Rav learned Erev in Shia, I said, what's a mavoi sasum? Went around the whole room. No one knew what a blind alley. That was what he said. Okay? You can't get in, you can't get out. You don't want to meet a tough guy in a blind alley. I'm always sus. Okay? So the Briska Rav says, like this. Says, must be omen meruba dainina kuduruba kakulo, keilu kulo mechitza stuma. But omen kiparut, sugis the command, avtezvav. Omen kiparut, zel rak mi din mechitza mahanim. Avolo the enkan parutz klal el de hilchasa v'mechisa de sagi be'omen kiparutz. Kitz and Imritz, what's he saying? Da'afka v'omen ruval haparutz chashiv k'ilu kulo sosun b'mavui calls a tirtz moron agrach. So Reb Chaim said, quoted by the Briska Rav, that is a special unique din which exists. Oh, here's my Mishnah Berurah. A unique din which exists only by a mavui, that it has not enough to have omen ruval haparutz. Has to be sosum the gamri. You have to be able to connect the dots. That's only by mavi, where there's a het lechi v'koru. But if you talk about a rishus, we have a omen merubah laparetz. If through us a pesach, you need not say that there is this din is considered to be sosum the gamri. No, the fact that it's an omen alone would suffice. So as the Briska Rav and b'choru stuff your zayin of base. Fine. Can't answer. You look it up. I'm not going to help us more now. I'm just giving you what it says over there in the safe. Give a look. Now. The Briska Rav explained. Baki Beirabim, that's a sugya about in the first parak. Baki Beirabim. Take a look and again, not going into all the details, but look at that Vava Meralf. Just look him up. Good Vava Meralf. The Gemara says, "Shani up the Kabaki Birabin." Okay, so Baki Birabin plays a role in Tarosik Asasim and Tarosik Mafulish. So the Briska Rav is explaining that why Baki Birabin is going to prevent the status of what we call in our language a Mavui Sasum. It can't be called Sasum because what does Sasum mean? There's a link between one end and the other. You don't have a link because, as we said at the beginning of this year, the Rabin prevent the link. Prevent the link. Oh. Fine. So now, the Ramban, back to the Ramban. Ramban and again, Vava Manalaf and Dabbe Harif. What exactly do the Rabbim accomplish? And again, we have to be Makata. I can't read the entire Ramban. It's a little too long. What does he say, though? A few choice highlights. And a lot of typos here. Some of them are correct in those words, some are not. Omar HaKosir, right at the very beginning. She'ein, not HaDvarim, She'ein HaRabim Mevatlin Ela Mechitza Prutza. Shelo Noma Vahem Lovud Ne Bikiyasa and Bepirza. What's he saying? What's Ramban saying? So the Keren Ora, this is critical, on Chav Beis and the Beis, everyone should look it up, says, quote, this I will quote, Kol Sherabim Bokumbo Lo Choshev Kepesach Ela Kepirza Vim Kain Gam HaOmed Batel Afilu Meruba. Wow. Ela Shalafizeh. I'm reading the recording over. Lo Batla Mechitzas Ela Letaltel Aval Yisroch and Pirza Poselts Min HaTorah B'Omen Meruba Afilu Yosim Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda against his brother the Mishkanes Yaakov Ayin Ramban B'Mechames Shadato B'Emes De'Omen Meruba Eino Posel B'Kiyas Rabin Imlo Sherochev HaBekiya Hu. It says Vituma. It's a mistake. It should be Tes Zion Amma Ayin Shabidvar. What does it mean? Karen Orr is explaining Pshat and Gemara and Avchav Beis and Beis, which I can't go into now at length. The Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbanan doesn't mean it's a Rishus to Rabbim according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's also the Talmud with the Rabbanan. Pure to Yes and Yud. It becomes an amazing Kiddush according to the Karen Orr's Pshat based upon the Ramban and Melchamas. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Osi Rabbim Umavatli Mechitzta, listen very carefully. Listen carefully. This is very, very important. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Osi Rabbim Umavatli Mechitzta, only B'makom B'kiyasa. And if they're Bokea less than Yud, it's Mutal Taltel, because Omer Meruba La Paritz. Quite an amazing, amazing Kiddush. What's Pshat? The Ramban holds there's no need to connect the dots. You don't connect the dots. So the Pekiyas Rabbim is only break it up at the place where the Rabbim are going, but the Bechitzas that are still there are still there halachically. They're still there. So I saw the Gaon Yaakov holds that way. And the Sefer called the Machne Yisrael, the great Sefer called the Rav Yashav, held that way. And on that basis, he wanted to say we can make an Eruv Bizman Hazeh. Even if you accept the psak of the Mishkanes Yaakov like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't matter. If you hold the Ramban's pshat within Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to still be okay. Quite an amazing chiddush. Still going to be okay. The Ramban only mevatel in that place, but the mechitzas were there, Omen Meruba, they still stay in the halach. Again, if you look a little more carefully in the lashon of the Ramban to see it, the Keren Ora spells it out on the Chav Beis and the Beis. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva's lashon is, I quote, "Shema pilin mechitza shem mizruch umarav, kaven shabokim em tata derech apsachim, uki ilu ein sham pesach lo shum gifufi, vayuprutzim bimiluam." He says, "No, the Rama mevatel the mechitza completely, totally, absolutely, absolutely. Why? Because he holds you need stima sapiritzis not only in a mavui." You need stimas appearances everywhere. Everywhere. Not only against the Brisker Rav. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Ritva and Avavim and Aleph, it's against the Brisker Rav. He explained that more. The Baki Barab quote, V'keim and Shekein, did afilu b'yesi yechoshev kapilush. Sounds like it's a general din, not a unique din when it comes to Mavi Sosa. So the I hold is in a fundamental dispute between the Ramban and the Ritva. Fundamental. That the Ramban is like the Brisker Rav. Sosim is a requirement only in a mavui. Generally speaking, you don't need sosim. Only ruba works because we gador ruba. Amar rabbanu gador ruba. Daftesvav. Amar halacha gador ruba. Not ruba kakula, just ruba. Right? But according to the Ritva against the Brisker Rav, no, you need ruba kakula. And if there's rabbim in between, the whole mechitza fell down. Mapilim kol mechitza. That's a fundamental machlokas gadoli rishonim on this very nakuda. Okay. That's a big dispute. That's a major, major dispute. Let's take a look for a minute in the Rabbeinu Yonason. When Rabbeinu Yonason talks about He throws in one word, which I think is very important. Okay. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Rabbeinu Yonason, Os Yabim Mavat Lemechitza. So where does he say it? I find it. I'm not finding anything to help me find it.
Middle of the page.
Umavat Lemechitzas Ke'elu. Sheporetz Ruah Medal
Ruchosel. The middle of the page.
Okay, it's there. I just have the different versions of it. I'm sorry that everyone has a different version. You'll see it. You get an impression from Rabbeinu Yonason, one more time, that what? That Omer Merubah Laporetz, it's not Mavatim. Olim Mechitzas Ka'elu, Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros, then we pass in Omer Rabbeinu Mavatim Mechitzta. But if it's a Mechitza Omer Merubah, then they're not. The Mishnah Miri says so in the Mishnah of Yizayim, and I believe that the Or Zeruah says so. You know that we like to quote in this group Or Zeruahs and Rav Yos whenever possible. So I have one of each. Okay? Bekitz and Nimritz. Simon Kuf Chav Tes Os Yud. I'm reading you this, a very brief citation. V'nireh de Rabbi Yochanan de lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbanan. Against Tosfos. Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Yehuda. No, not true. K'Rabbi Yehuda hecha deika shtem mechitzas and ayasa lo mevat de mechitzta. Okay. V'kol shekein b'dalad mechitzas lo mevat lelu rabbin. Rabosai. How does Azruah translate the word Ma'al Yasa? Lule or Azruah, I would say Ma'al Yasa means there's no break in it. Shnei Batin. There's no break. Obviously, he doesn't hold that way because if they're going through his Mechitza Ma'al Yasa. So he learns any Mechitza of Omer Merubah is called a Mechitza Ma'al Yasa. It's a Chiddush Nifla Vadarim. That's a Koshke. Ule Rabbar, and I feel the Hechad, the Ika Shem Dal Mechitza, Slam Mavad Lulu Rabbin. Me'ad Lechuli Amalam about the Rabbin Mechitza Rishalayim. You get down the chizus and ayasa, even though they're going through them. Me'at Rav Yochanan and the lokuman. How do you like that? Amazing, Or Zeruah. Wow. Just should look it up again. It's greater time, more time to look at it. Amazing. Isn't it against the Gemara? Isn't it against the Gemara? It's certainly against the Tosfos on the Afchav Beis Amin Aleph. We just go back there one more time. But Tosfos according to Rav Yehuda, you are chayim midoraisa. That's a pashup shah in the Gemara. What's shtei mechitzas and al yisa? Shnei batim mishnei tzidim b'shusar rabim. Something there's no break in between. So much so that Mishnas Yaakov feels there's no way out. The problem is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asked the kasha Rabbi Yehuda, steering Rabbi Yehuda. You know what they answer? Kan ba'omen meruba by beis batim. Kan ba'poros meruba pasi biros. Wow, it's mefurish like there's a ruah. That malyasa means. Omen Merubah. Mishnah Yaakov says, it's a machlokus bavin Rishalmi. No, it's no machlokus bavin Rishalmi. What the word mechitza naiyasa means, Omen Merubah. Comes up tremendous cool. But now, Rabosa, in the few minutes left for me, I want to pull out the Ramban. I think I've Rosenberg also mentioned this Ramban on Daf Ntes, where there's a number of very important chidushim. We'll discuss as much as time allows. Okay. There are beautiful ha'aras in the bottom, which are written by Rav Yaffin Zal. This is the earlier works. It's the one who wrote the famous Ritva on Erevin. On Yavamis, rather. Excuse me, on Yavamis. So you had written earlier in Tavshin Lamed Gimel, a long time ago, on Erevin. This was a very young man. He has tremendous footnotes over here. I can't read all of them, but just a little bit. Okay, Ramban writes as follows: V'yesh omrim rishus arabim drab yuda betocha ir kagon the asu rabim umavatle mechitzta the bokem them shesi v'erev the mevatle luk the minig in your pasi biros. Who is this yesh omrim? The Balamor. Balamor says like Tosis going through and both. But in the Mechabes, he said, "Ain the Dvaro Bazeh Nechonim." Right? Shein Rabim, he said, he has the same type, I'm surprised, Dvaro. Shein Rabim, Mevatlim, Ele Mechitza Prutza. Right? What does he mean? So he explains what it means as follows. Rabbeinu Mavur, af negad ha-parot shu be'emtza ha-pilush lo ha-rishu sarabim. Even the epicenter is not a rishu sarabim. Against the Balamor. Why? Kevin ha-yadei ha-batim have a omen meruba la-parot ilav di-yesh negad ha-parot platya. It's a special unique thing. The omen meruba eino mevatel l'shem rishu sarabim mi-platya. Again, Tosfos Adaf Anaf Chav Beis. So what this footnote, on footnote what's called 276, in this Nakuda, is saying exactly what I told you a long time ago, that the idea of Mechuban seems to be requiring to overcome the idea of Gimel Mechitzis, but we don't apply the principle of Sirabim about the Mechitzta. Footnote 276 is a very, very important footnote. So what do you do with Tosfos? There's a problem. What do you do with Tosfos? The Tosfos may hold that Pirutzi Yud is Doraisa. The Rabbanon have to hold it to the Rabbanon, like the Chazanish. Or there could be Tosfos only referring to a case that we call Siddiq Mechitzis. It's all cut off. Where does it say that? The Me'iri, Beferish. Chidush Me'iri, it's also in the Maram Mekom, Asaf Chaf, Beferish. That the high was cut off by Tzuos HaPesach, so walls. That's why you have to view it independently. And now, the next last few minutes, I'll go back a little bit in this Ramban. 268. I'm going to go straight to the footnote. Mavuha v'loshen Rabbeinu, d'rishusarabim akuma l'rishusarabim. The boy dafka mefulosh l'mechuva. Rashi davav. Rashi says because of Digle Midbar and the Rash Mechav Beis. But the others say, no, not do Digle Midbar. Rabbeinu, the Ramban did not say Digle Midbar on that. He only said Digle Midbar on some other things. Bekura tezayinama. Nu, so why? He says like this, my word. Kol rishus harab makuma harayesh ba gimel mechitzis. So he says, oh, I os yabim mevat le mechitzta. Right? So he says, no, we pass, you don't apply as yabim mevat le mechitzta. It means you have to pass like the Rabbanan. I'm just giving you just two brief marim makomas. Very, very briefly. Very briefly. So what about Rashi? So I have a dig in Rashi. I guess I'll have to end with this and leave the rest for some other time. Let's go back. We started with Rashi, we'll end with Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi, Rabbi Osai, two Rashis. Rashi on the Avav, who we started with. Let's read it more carefully. Watch. Rishus Rabin, Masha Racha Vashesh Esriyama, the Irisim Mitzvim Vashishim Ribo, the Ein Bachoma. Oh! Shahoya Rishus Rabin Mishla, Mechuvon Mishar Lishar, Shemuflush. I'm saying parse it. Rashi's saying two separate dinim. Mechuva mishar l'shar rabosai is not based on digle midbar. If it would be, what's it is a chom and ochom? That's based on what he said in 268. My word from the very beginning. Almost the mikvah mechitzis. But she mefulosh is doma le digle midbar. Chish. Mefulosh comes from digle midbar. But the idea is mechuvan, that's based on the lumdus of footnote 268, which we said at the very beginning of the year. Otherwise, it's going to be gimel mechitzis, which is based upon the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Take a look at Rashi in that base. The base, right? The first Rashi. What does he say? The base gives you an introduction to the whole thing, right? What does he say? What's just Rabbim? Has to be like the midbar. Okay? Fine. Hilchah Lohavi, the third narrow line. Shus Rabban Batsim Yud Vav Ama Rochev Umafulash Mibes Russian. What's missing here? Mechuvan. But I'm saying now it's B'diyuk. Mechuvan is not based on what he's saying over here, Digle Midbar. Mechuvan is based upon the idea of the Gimel Mechitzis. Both I said a lot, I was Makatzer a lot. Much what he said, but this is an overview to some of the major sugas which enable us to build Erevin in today's world. Okay.